helping. They are helping and singing. And on last Sunday, they did a magnificent job. I give God the glory and the honor for all the things that he is doing around here. When we fail to worship, our young people are moving on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Merciful God. Hallelujah. Just a few little things here. Y'all know I have been going through with belching and whatever. And I thank the Lord for your prayers and that they found out what it was. It wasn't acid reflux. But I have a bacterium in my stomach. Bacteria in my stomach that's eating away the lining. The medication is very strong. And so I solicit your prayers for the dizziness and the mouth dryness. And so I'm going to do what God told me to do this morning with our sermon. We wanted to definitely recognize those children for doing on last Sunday and the ones that are rolling today with who I am. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, it's once again that we bow before you. God, we come now with no strength of our own, leaning and depending on you that you will see us through. And God, now I ask that you will open every heart and every mind to receive that which you have given unto me, and that I might be able to say it boldly in the name of Jesus. And that whatever the word go out, it will not return void. That's exactly what you say. So we take you at your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Trinity, that's you? Amen. I heard the amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Your scripture again, and I wanted you to interact with me with that. Now, the next day, when they came out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing the fig tree far off, having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for fig. And in response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. Skip down to 20 and 21. Now in the morning, as they passed by the fig tree, the tree was dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." May God bless his already blessed word. We want to give honor to God this morning for being here. And we thank our pastor this morning for trusting us with the sacred desk in which God allowed him to be. And to all of you for coming today, we just give glory and honor to God. Our message today is a tree in trouble. A tree in trouble. Now prior to, my text today, Jesus is making his triumphant entry. In other words, we call it Palm Sunday. Jesus sent two of his disciples into Bethany at the Mount of Olives to find a colt. "Loose him and bring it to me. And if anyone asks you, what are you doing? Tell them that the master has need of him." Amen. the master has need of him. Now Matthew 21 records that a donkey and a colt was tied up, and that Jesus said, bring them to me. Mark says a colt was tied up, loose it and bring it to me. But Luke Gospel says a colt and bring him to me. And I said that to say this, bring your Bibles, bring your notepad, bring your pencils, so that you can be involved in the service, because you may hear something and need to write it down. Check it out for yourself, and you may need to ask a question. Write it down and ask about it at the end of the service. We encourage you, at least I encourage you, to participate. And that way I know that you are listening. Now the story of the cursed fig tree, a tree in trouble, is found only in Mark's gospel. Matthew, Luke, and John does not record this cursed fig tree. Trees produce and make food. They bear fruit. Trees give the animals a place to stay. Trees make our homes and beautify our yards. Trees provide firewood, give medicine for the sick and tea to drink, make maple syrup and many other things. And I say that to say that God has a unique relationship with trees. Psalms, and they talk about the blessed man. He said, blessed is the man. And that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Song of Solomon picks up and says in 2 and 3, like an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is the beloved among the sons. And Revelation tells us and gives us a blessing and a reward for heaven. Blessed are those who do this commandment, that they may have the right to the tree of life. And the blessing is that they may enter through the gates of the heavenly city. That's what Revelation says. That's what Revelation says. God has a relationship with trees. Battles were fought over trees, 2 Samuel. Still happening today. They are fighting over land and trees. When Moses was bringing the Israelites out of bondage, the people shouted, what shall we drink? Now, you know, Moses was tired of those people, but he cried out to the Lord, and God showed Moses a tree to cast into the river to make the water good for drinking. These are just some of the things that we see that God has a unique relationship with trees. God also compares us to trees. In the Bible, God used trees as props. If you remember, Adam and Eve hid behind a tree. Zacchaeus climbed up a tree, and Jesus died on a tree. A unique relationship with trees. Now Jesus is cursing a tree today because Jesus has a different standard for you and me. This fig tree had human traits, but it was in trouble. It had no fruit. This tree had three things going for it. Like a man, this tree was distinguished, in that Jesus saw it afar off. This tree caught Jesus' eye. This tree was set apart, and it was by itself. Tree was by itself. A fig tree, once mature, stands 10 to 15 feet. And he was able to see this tree. It was tall. It was full of leaves. It was a full-figured tree. This tree was desirable, because Jesus desired a fruit from the tree. He went to see if he could eat a fig. Jesus is hungry, and he desired to have a fig. Now, desire means worth wanting. Jesus wanted a fig. And as he got closer, he noticed the tree was full of leaves. And when a fig tree is full of leaves, it usually have some figs on it, because the leaves and the figs come together. A leafy, well-developed, and all the leaves in the right place, a man will call that a total package. That tree on paper is perfect. It met every qualification of human distinction. In other words, it was distinguished, it was desirable, and it was developed. Jesus was hard on that tree, because this tree had presentation but no productivity. We are in trouble when we are not producing. We are in trouble when we are not producing like God wants us to. Productivity is what God expects of us. And when God made Adam and Eve, he told them to produce, to subdue, to multiply, and to have dominion over all creation. And when they produced like God wanted them to, the whole world is filled with people. There are billions and billions of people in the world today. And until every man, woman, boy, and girl hears the word of God, Jesus said he will not come back. Man has found a way to reach billions and billions of people at a time. Missionaries, ministries are going to the outermost parts of the world. Technology is reaching people in the back countries, behind the mountains, in the valleys, and over the hills. They are hearing the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are all God's children, whether we are in the family or not. In salvation, we accept Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord and our soon coming King. And he gives us gifts to use to live peacefully with all nations. Gifts to produce and bear much fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are our fruits. We're not an apple or orange or banana or cherry. These are our fruits that God wants us to have. And he said, against such there is no law. These are the fruits that we bear.
Jesus said he knows us by the love that we have for the brethren. Lord God, be with us. Be with us. We must love the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And he told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And on these two commandments hang all the law and prophet. I just need you to remember. I may be the contemporary of Amos. I don't have neat little soothing sermons. But I have the word that God gives to me. He wants me to tell the truth. Jesus is about productivity. What have we added to the kingdom? There is so much disrespect for God's servants. We can't stand each other. We gossip about everything. There are so many cliques in the church. We want great things, but we don't want to do great things. We're mean to the person that's sitting next to us. We're talking while the word of God is being preached. And you are missing out. You're missing out. God might instill something in you that will be one of these fruits that will carry you throughout your lifetime. You have to have the gaps to go for the week. And when you don't hear the sermon on Sunday, you're going to be empty all week long. God has given us a basket of fruit, and he wants us to use them for interpretation, illumination, and revelation. And all you have to do is ask him, and he will be with you. We are God's trees. Jesus says, I am the tree of life. Trees bear fruit. Productivity is what God wanted of us. Listen, Goodwill. Abraham was justified by faith and not by works. Just as Abraham believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. The Holy Spirit is given by faith, not by works. How much work have you done in the body of Christ? How much have you paid for the Holy Spirit indwelling you? I'm here today to tell you, no charge. No charge. We are trees in trouble. We can dress ourselves because God gives us the strength to come out to the house of prayer. And we come out for traditions and not for worship, but to be worshiped, just to be seen and not hear. To assemble ourselves with the presence of the Lord and to give him praise. We don't do that. We don't even want to adore the Lord and love him and serve him, but just to be in the church. We are getting ready for the Lord's Supper. And I don't want you to let Jesus pass you by. You know, we remember him. And because remember him, we can be strong. So I say to you today, let Jesus be your God. Think about all the things that I did last week. All the things I did last month. Or even the things I did today. Don't you let that stop you. For taking your sacrament. The word of God said we ought to examine ourselves. And when we examine ourselves, we can take and eat. For you know, all of us have sinned. The word of God is powerful, and it cuts us to the bone. You grab hold of your power, and you keep your relationship with Jesus strong by eating the bread and drinking of the fruit of the vine. And when you do, you tell the Lord, thank you for being such a good God to me. And stop trying to be one thing, but professing something else. God's work get put on the back burner. We don't have time because I have to do this or I have to do that. But guess what? God has been dealing with folks down through the years, down through the ages, who have not had time for his house. They have time for everything else but the Lord. I told you I'm the Amos of the Bible. We are a tree in trouble. We are a tree in trouble because we are not producing. And Jesus cut the tree down, cursed the tree, and the tree welled up. Now he was about to cut down one tree. So I don't want you to get that confused with this tree. The other tree that was going to be cut down was a tree that had not had bear any fruit in 3 years. And that tree, the gardener begs, and let me prune it, let me give me a little bit of love and see if it bears this time. And then we'll cut it down if it don't. Now see how God stopped me to let you know, I don't want you confused. That was that tree. This fig tree is another tree. So I tell you today to stop professing that you're something. And Jesus said we're only filthy rags. God's word get put back on the back burner. And this is not fair to him. He gives us everything. He does everything for us. And he gives us new benefits each and every day. Yeah, productivity, I'm almost finished, is what God expects and requires of us. Jesus was hard on this tree. He was hard on this tree because it made all D's. The D pluses, it was distinguished. It was desirable. And it was developed. And the D minuses, it was dishonest, displeasing, deceitful. This fig tree deceived the Lord. Don't you ever think, Goodwill, that you're fooling God. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. This tree is in the wrong place by the road and by itself. Fig trees requires cross-pollination. In other words, it has to be next to another tree. That's why we have the orchards, the apples and oranges. And the trees are next to each other. And they produce that way. Help somebody. Help somebody. And you can't do it by yourself. When I think about Batman, Batman had Robin. Superman had Lois Lane. Paul had Silas. And for the children, Captain Man has Kid Danger. Am I right about that, Trinity? Amen. 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 Has kid danger. Wrong soul. This tree was not operating in its season. We have to operate in our season. Grandmas are trying now to be teenagers. Operate in your season. You have God on your side. You've been in this world a long time. This tree did not have any figs on it. It was getting ahead of the season. We have to learn, and if you don't take anything away from this message, we have to learn how to move in the timing of God. Believing He loved us. Dying, He freed us. Buried, He carried all of our sins away. Rise, and He justified us. Freed us forever. And one day He's coming back. He's coming back, Goodwill. We don't know when He's coming. But whenever He comes, it's going to be a glorious day. And I would not miss. All of my life I've been here struggling. I will not miss heaven because of you. And I don't want you to miss heaven because of me. Amen. Amen. I'm finished. Not a long message. I'm finished. Took all I had just to keep my mouth from sticking together and holding on to the podium not to be dizzy. But God allowed me to be here. And I don't care what's going on in my life. I'm still going to serve Him the best way I know how. And I thank God. And I encourage you to do all. We may have a song.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
May we stand. May we stand.
Yeah.